Through Mala's eyes, life in an Inuit community. Mala goes ice fishing.
Hi, it's Mala here. During the spring, one of my favorite things to do is to go ice fishing. When spring comes, the days become much longer and the sun is warmer, even though the ice is still thick on the sea. People love to be out because there's so much more light compared to winter, and everyone can still travel on the sea ice. I don't even want to stay in much to play video games or watch TV. Once the spring comes, it seems like my friends and I are always outside. The last time I went ice fishing, I went with my brother, Ituk. He always comes on his snowmobile to pick me up, because we need to travel a bit to get to the good fishing spots. I usually run down the long set of steps at our house and jump on the sled he pulls behind him. Snowmobiles pull sleds with a long rope, which we have adapted here by using an iron bar welded together to make a hitch. Ituk is a really good driver, so as we ride down the streets to the sea ice, I comfortably sit on the sled and watch all the houses go by. The houses in Saluit have a big open space between them and the ground. The houses are lifted up a bit off the ground, so the ground underneath the house doesn't melt in the summer. My science teacher says that if the houses were just built on the ground, it would melt the permafrost, and the houses would sink. Permafrost means the ground is frozen all the time, even in summer. Once we reach the sea ice, my brother speeds up, and we head off toward a lake inland to the ice fishing spot. The temperature in spring can still sometimes be as low as minus 20 degrees Celsius, and much colder if it's windy. When we get to the spot, there are often holes that have already been made. If they haven't been used that day, the holes have a layer of ice formed on the top that we have to break. This happens because the cold air freezes the water at the top of the hole. Once the water in the hole is clear of ice, down the fishing line goes. It has to go down quite a bit because the ice is really thick. The ice at these holes can be about 1 meter thick, or sometimes less, depending on where one is fishing. Then you just have to wait. At that spot, we are trying to catch Arctic char. It's a really tasty fish that looks like a kind of salmon. Sometimes, it takes a while before you catch anything, and sometimes, you have to go and make another hole at a different spot. I don't mind waiting, though. I can close my eyes while I'm fishing and feel the warm sun on my face. I love ice fishing in spring.
This recording is a production of Aboriginal Affairs and Northern Development Canada, and is based on texts within Through Mala's Eyes, Life in an Inuit Community, a learning resource.